Well, good morning. Let's begin with a word of prayer. Father, we come to you this morning and are thankful to be here and thankful that we can have your word and just understand some truths from it. I just pray that you would speak to us in the things that we are dealing with in our lives and just help us to put you first in what we do. I pray in Jesus' name. Amen. So this morning I'd like to read from or read the book of Haggai, two chapters there. And for a title, I guess I would just kind of go with the theme of the book, putting God first. I guess I'll just read through it in sections and kind of give my thoughts as we go along. Book of Haggai, chapter 1 says, "In the second year of Darius the king, in the sixth month, in the first day of the month, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet unto Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Jozadak, the high priest, saying, Thus speaketh the Lord of hosts, saying, This people say, The time is not come, the time that the Lord's house should be built. Then came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, Is it time for you, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses, and this house lie waste? Now therefore, thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Ye have sown much and bring in little. Ye eat, but ye have not enough. Ye drink, but are not filled with drink. Ye clothe you, but there is none warm. And he that earneth wages to put it into a bag with holes." Stop here for now. We see the people are, I guess the time frame, they would have just come back to Judah from captivity in Babylon, and they say it's not time yet to build the house of the Lord. And verse 4 it says, "Is it time for ye, O ye, to dwell in your sealed houses? They have are working on or have finished their houses." That word sealed could be covered or paneled houses. So they seems like they've finished their houses and God's house still lies waste. Verse 6, it says, they have sown much and brought in little, and seems that everything they do, there's lack in it. Keep reading here, verse 7. "Thus saith the Lord of hosts, Consider your ways. Go up to the mountain and bring wood and build the house, and I will take pleasure in it, and I will be glorified, saith the Lord. Ye looked for much, and lo, it came to little. And when ye brought it home, I did blow upon it. Why, saith the Lord of hosts? Because of mine house that is waste, and ye run every man unto his own house. Therefore the heaven over you is stayed from dew, and the earth is stayed from her fruit. And I called for a drought upon the land, and upon the mountains, and upon the corn, and upon the new wine, and upon the oil, and upon that which the ground bringeth forth, and upon men, and upon cattle, and upon all the labor of their hands." Here, verse 8, God says to go cut wood and build his house. He wants to be glorified by the people. And verse 9, the reason that all that they do is coming to nothing is because Every man is running to his own house and looking for his own needs and fulfillment and leaving God's house undone. And that's something that stood out to me when I read that a week or two ago. And just thinking about it, that I'm busy with my own projects so much of the time, it seems like. And how do I bring glory to God and bring Him pleasure? I think there's good things to focus on our own homes and things that we have going on, but I think that in it all, we need to keep God in it and put Him first. Sometimes maybe set aside those things. And let's keep reading in verse 12. Then Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, and Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God, and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him. And the people did fear before the Lord. Then spake Haggai, the Lord's messenger, and the Lord's message unto the people, saying, I am with you, saith the Lord. And the Lord stirred up the spirit of Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and the spirit of Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and the spirit of all the remnant of the people. And they came and did work in the house of the Lord of hosts, their God, in the 24th day of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Darius the king. So here, 24 days later, they get started on the building in obedience to what God had spoken through the prophet. And just another thing I was thinking of is, I'm not sure how the people viewed Haggai the prophet and how God's word came to them through him, but just thinking about it, it's easy for us to, when we get when we hear a message preached, maybe we could be convicted by it, but we say, I should say, do we say, it's the person speaking and I want to hear this from God before I do it? Or do we take it as from God, as it is, maybe? And here the people hearken to God and the words of the prophet. So they believed that God was speaking to them. And keep reading in the second chapter. In the 7th month, in the 21st day of the month, came the word of the Lord by the prophet Haggai, saying, Speak now to Zerubbabel, the son of Shealtiel, governor of Judah, and to Joshua, the son of Josedek, the high priest, and to the residue of the people, saying, Who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do ye see it now? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? Yet now be strong, O Zerubbabel, saith the Lord, and be strong, O Joshua, son of Josedek, the high priest, and be strong, all ye people of the land, saith the Lord, and work, for I am with you, saith the Lord of hosts. According to the word that I covenanted with you when ye came out of Egypt, so my spirit remaineth among you. Fear ye not. For thus saith the Lord of hosts, Yet once it is a little while, and I will shake the heavens and the earth and the sea and the dry land. And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come. And I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts. The silver is mine, and the gold is mine, saith the Lord of hosts. The glory of this latter house shall be greater than of the former, saith the Lord of hosts. And in this place will I give peace, saith the Lord of hosts. Here, after about a month of working on it, in verse 3, it's the end of it, the verse, it says, how do you see the temple that they're repairing? Is it not in your eyes in comparison of it as nothing? So there was still not much to be seen after all the work. All the people have been working on it for, I don't know what that is. Almost a month, I think. And it says, who is left among you that saw this house in her first glory? And how do you see it now? I think these people would have been pretty old, that would have been, who would have seen the temple originally. And many of the people probably would have never seen it, would have been born there in captivity, and would have come back to this, if I understand it right. God tells them here that the glory of the latter house shall be greater than of the former. So it'll be built up even more great than it was before. In verse 10, in the 24th day of the 9th month, in the 2nd year of Darius, came the word of the Lord by Haggai the prophet, saying, thus saith the Lord of hosts, ask now the priests concerning the law, saying, if one bear holy flesh in the skirt of his garment, and with his skirt do touch bread, or pottage, or wine, or oil, or any meat, shall it be holy? And the priests answered and said, no. Then said Haggai, if one that is unclean by a dead body touch any of these, shall it be unclean? And the priest answered and said, it shall be unclean. Then answered Haggai and said, so is this people, and so is this nation before me, saith the Lord. And so is every work of their hands, and that which they offer there is unclean. And now I pray you, consider from this day and upward, from before a stone was laid upon a stone in the temple of the Lord, since those days were, when one came to an heap of 20 measures, there were but 10. And when one came to the press vat for to draw out 50 vessels out of the press, there were but 20. I smote you with blasting and with mildew and with hail and in all the labors of your hands, yet ye turned not to me, saith the Lord. Here it says, before they began rebuilding the foundation of the temple, everything the people did and even offered to God was not accepted because they looked to their own desires before God's desires. And then verse 18 says what will be from here on. It says, consider now from this day and upward, from the 24th day of the 9th month, even from the day that the foundation of the Lord's temple was laid, consider it. Is the seed yet in the barn? Yea, as yet the vine, and the fig tree, and the pomegranate, and the olive tree, hath not brought forth. From this day will I bless you. Here we see the 24th day of the 9th month is when the, it looks like when the foundation of the temple was completed. And that's 3 months after the, back in verse 14 and 15, the people came to build in the 24th day of the 6th month. So there's 3 months there that they worked to lay the foundation. And God is pleased with that. He says, is there still seed in the barn? He says, as of that time, the vine, the fig tree, the pomegranate, and the olive tree hadn't brought forth fruit, but now he will bless them. So, keep reading in verse 20. And again, the word of the Lord came unto Haggai in the 24th day of the month, saying, Speak to Zerubbabel, governor of Judah, saying, I will shake the heavens and the earth, and I will overthrow the throne of kingdoms, and I will destroy the strength of the kingdoms of the heathen, and I will overthrow the chariots and those that ride in them, and the horses and their riders shall come down, every one by the sword of his brother. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, will I take thee, O Zerubbabel, my servant, the son of Shealtiel, saith the Lord, and will make thee as a signet, for I have chosen thee, saith the Lord of hosts. Here, God is, it says, he'll make Zerubbabel as a signet. I'm not sure exactly what that means, but God's lifting him up, and I guess a signet would make an impression, typically, as a signet ring would be a identity and leave an impression on soft clay. But guess the question I have is, why is God choosing him this way? The verses before it say that God will shake the heavens and the earth. He will overthrow the throne of kingdoms and destroy the heathen. It's not something that Zerubbabel is doing here that he's talking about that God's choosing him for. And I think if we look back to verse 12 of the first chapter, I think that's the answer to the question of why God chooses him. It says in verse 12, Then Zerubbabel the son of Shealtiel and Joshua the son of Josedek the high priest, with all the remnant of the people, obeyed the voice of the Lord their God and the words of Haggai the prophet, as the Lord their God had sent him, and the people did fear before the Lord. Here he was obedient to God and followed out what he was asked to do. Yeah. So that's what I had to share. Talks about putting God first and for the purpose of bringing glory to God and God taking pleasure in what we do. So I hope that can be an encouragement and just a challenge to consider those words and what we're doing with our life and with our time. It's definitely that for me. I want to think about these things and how I use my time. What I give my first and my best to, so may God bless.